We did a survey of 1,004 Maryland registered voters, including 525 registered Democrats, on that primary vote question. David Trone leads Angela Alsobrooks 34% to 27% when people are asked who they'd vote for in May. But the real leading candidate is no opinion, 39%. So this is a very malleable race, and it's really not clear how it's going to shake out. There's a massive money advantage as well, with Trone spending more than $23 million compared with Alsobrooks' $2 million.
Very interesting. So you've kind of given us an idea of what's happening on the Democratic side, but suffice it to say, the big news coming out of this is Larry Hogan's big leads when facing either Trone or Alsobrooks.
That's right. Our poll found Hogan at roughly 50% support in each of those matchups, whereas Trone is at 37% against Hogan and also Brooks at 36%. Those are 12 to 14 percentage point advantages. Very unusual to see a Republican leading by that, except one named Hogan, as he won two terms. On a different question in the poll, which didn't name any candidates, it just asked people, which party do you want to control the U.S. Senate? 55% said they want Democrats to control the Senate. 35% want Republicans to control the Senate. So that's one reason that Larry Hogan has good grounds to say he's still an underdog. This is a very heavily Democratic state.
Is there traditionally a time in the campaign cycle where we start to see the races sort of coalescing a little bit more, giving us a clearer picture of who the choices might be?
Fall is the easy answer. September, October. These Democratic candidates aren't very well known, but once Democrats choose their candidate, there will surely be a big effort to try to introduce them to the electorate or parts of the electorate that don't know them yet. We found that nearly half don't know about David Trone, more than half don't know about Alsobrooks, and also try to communicate the stakes of the election. We know the Senate is up for grabs this year and that this could be a competitive race, but many voters haven't paid much attention. So people are going to have to weigh in on that. And Hogan will have to defend himself and explain why he, as a Republican, how he would lead as a Republican and how he would not just become a rubber stamp for the party. I'm sure that's going to be a critical thing for him to explain in a Democratic state.
Why is Hogan doing so well?
He's incredibly popular. He set records as governor for high approval ratings, and those still show through in this poll. 64% of registered voters have a favorable view of him, including more about 6 in 10 Democrats. He's just really well-liked. This election is going to put to the test how much Maryland voters really do like Larry Hogan.